want to do somebody else?
Oh, please.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go here.
You're okay. The best. You're choosing the ones that are the most fun and the ones I want to know about that are just more like, I mean, thank you.
Well, because it's like, look at him. I look at him. That person. Okay, see, I don't want to give it away. We probably don't want to say anything about them at all. Now we've given away the gender. But anyway, so this person makes me just feel like dancing. Very charismatic. Love the personality. Very outgoing, very gregarious. Very different from the other person we were just looking at. Mm-hmm. Has a strong sense of self. Very, very strong personality. Playful. And probably not a big fan of one-on-one relationships. Very independent. Feels like when they... Okay, so I look at this person, and this is what Spirit does. Spirit says, like a little song, and then I see and the bee goes from flower to flower to flower. It's like a little... So when they make a little song with him, mm-hmm. it's not like he's using people, mm-hmm. but he has fun with people.
Yes.
Okay, but he's not a stay-in-one-place type of person. So I would say that if you're asking about a romantic relationship with this individual, I would put this individual in the category of fun, mm-hmm. but not somebody who is going to make sure that the taxes are paid on time or that laundry needs to pick, not a day-to-day thing.
I wonder, can you tell what he thinks about me? And is there any use at all reaching out to him?
Okay, so the energy I feel around this relationship is that it is, the best way to describe it is it feels very locked in a time capsule. Mm. So I feel like there are a lot of memories around this mm-hmm. and a lot of a beautiful chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at today,
yeah.
I feel like two people very different, very, very changed.
Okay.
And you feel very light and very, I can just say evolved and awakened and of course, coming into your goddess energy, a lot more grounded today than you were back then. Okay. But when I look at him, I feel a little bit like there's some issues of unfulfilled dreams. Mm-hmm. So I feel that he may be struggling with either depression or kind of like the midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he is a person who very much is living in the glory of the past. So mm-hmm. I want to say that when he was younger, he probably was extremely handsome. The girls just fell all over him. He has this charisma about mm-hmm. him that I can feel.
Yeah.
And he's very sexy.
Yeah.
But aging, I don't think is his best friend.
Uh-huh.
So as time goes by and his charisma is not so electrifying,
yeah.
if somebody, you know... Because he feels like a person who, when you were in the prime of this relationship, it would have been, he walks into the room and he has very, an actor's quality. Like,
yeah.
people, like, really respond to him.
Yeah.
When you get older and that ceases to happen, it can either, if you're good and solid and, you know, you're cultivating your heart chakra and you've got a strong... foundation of self-love, mm-hmm. then you can face all these new chapters in life that mm-hmm. unfortunately come because we're not going to be young forever. But I feel that he's a little challenged in his self-esteem chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So you may reach out to him and he may be very receptive and, good to talk with you. But then I'm not so sure that he would jump in the saddle to go back to where you guys were before, because I don't think he's got that kind of confidence anymore. And therefore, you might interpret what would look like, I'm a little apprehensive to, like, catch up or whatever. Mm-hmm. You might think, oh, he's not interested, but I think he just doesn't feel like he's got the oomph, like the mm-hmm. mojo. I feel like he's a little sad.
Okay.
So, but people who are like that, they're gonna, obviously, they're not transparent with that information. So he might just feel a little aloof.
Okay.
That's what he would probably come out with. How's the baby doing? He might seem a little aloof.
Yeah.
So, how's the baby?
That completely makes sense. The butterfly's hanging around.
I know. He's been here all day. Okay, so, yeah. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. You know, it's true. You know, he's mourning the loss of his mother, who I think, you know, took her own life.
The sad.
Just doesn't answer the phone for me. Doesn't really reach out to me. And again, over 20 years now has passed. And it's true. I've followed my dreams and I've gone for it. And he's done the what you're expected to do thing.
Okay.
Get a job that pays.
Okay.
Forget what you love.
Oh well, there you go.
So you really confirmed it.